The suicide bombing in Iraq yesterday that killed some 18 Iraqi children drove home a point that's long been evident. It is Iraqi civilians who are bearing the largest brunt of the ongoing insurgent attacks. It's been difficult to get an accurate accounting of the number of Iraqi casualties. The U.S. military says it doesn't keep a tally of the Iraqi war dead. But today's New York Times provides a figure that gives a glimpse of the civilian death toll. The number comes from Iraq's Interior Ministry. It says that in the 10 months leading up to June of this year, 8,175 Iraqi civilians and police officers were killed by insurgents, an average of 800 a month. Sabrina Tavernisi is the New York Times reporter who wrote that story. She describes the types of incidents that are included in the Interior Ministry's count.
Oftentimes, suicide bombers will stand near, outside of recruiting stations and blow themselves up there. It would include those people. It would include people, killed in the markets, killed in the mosques. It would include attacks on police stations, which are very, very common. But it wouldn't include attacks on Iraqi soldiers, so at army bases and places like that.
Have you tried to put this in context to compare and contrast this to U.S. casualty figures for soldiers killed in Iraq?
Well, the interesting thing is that from the announcement of the new government, the new transitional government, which was at the end of April, there have been a bit over 1,500 Iraqi civilian deaths, which is coming close to the figure of the number of Americans killed since the beginning of the invasion.
The numbers that were released by the Iraqi ministry, how accurate are these numbers? How reliable are they?
I think that they would really stress that they're approximate, and the best we can hope for is a very approximate count, simply because, a lot of people don't go through hospitals, aren't counted by police stations. There's a lot of killing that's happening on a neighborhood level that, people may go to the morgue to get a death certificate, probably would go to the morgue to get a death certificate, but it's unclear, how many of that, the below-the-radar screen type stuff actually is getting counted.
You had noted in the story that you wrote today that some of this information comes in haphazardly on scraps of paper, word of mouth. How difficult has it been for you, Sabrina, as someone who spent quite a bit of time in Baghdad, trying to compile these numbers?
It was really difficult, but I did understand the reticence on the part of the government. But at the same time, I would just keep pressing them and keep trying to persuade them to release the count to the best of their knowledge. They took a step, I think, toward the public in releasing this particular figure. It's not something that they want to talk a lot about because it's painful. It's the number of people, of their countrymen, who are dying in this at the hands of these insurgents, and it's not something that looks particularly good or that people really want to focus on, but unfortunately it is happening.
I just wonder, in general, in your reporting there, people in the U.S. often keep a close eye on the casualty count among U.S. soldiers, and in this conflict, and certainly in past conflicts, public support for the war has often been tied to that number. Is that true also in Iraq?
I don't know that people are looking specifically at the figure to say, well, it's justified or it's not, but I think that Iraqis do feel terribly, tired from it all and from how widespread it is and how completely random it is. So, whereas before maybe, you might know where the violence was going to be coming from, now it can come from any direction. It can, it can hit your kid on the way to school in the morning. So that's something that's pretty traumatic for a life.
Sabrina Tavernisi, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Sabrina Tavernisi is a reporter for the New York Times.